Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Stephen Bodley, who's CEO at Lansdowne Oil and Gas. How are you today, Stephen?
Very well, thank you, Zach. Very well indeed. Thank you for talking to us, in fact.
I'm delighted. I think a lot of people are interested in what you will be interested in what you have to say, and will enjoy what you'll have to say as well in the wake of the farm out news that we had earlier this week. What's your basic sort of take on it? What are the highlights for you?
Well, you know, obviously we're extremely pleased by it. We think it's very exciting. It's been a very difficult year for everybody, 2020. And we're very much looking forward to 2021 with this, you know, exciting moving forward, this farm out and the program. We feel it's a really good deal. I personally feel this is much better than the previous farm out we concluded, because this gives us a clear path forward to production, which we didn't have before. And obviously that's what we're really good for news for us.
Is it also the case that the spot on the consortium are there with, you know, they're going to run with the ball with you to production?
Yes, that's right. So it's a novel kind of concept, this. Spot on, and obviously with the contractors that they're into the consortium that they've put together, they've attracted, you know, very major contractors, guys with huge experience. And these guys have a vested interest in the project. They will stay not just through the early development program, but right the way through the full field development. And as obviously they've got a stake in it, because their financial outcome is better for them, the better the field produces. So I think we've got alignment between the contractors and the oil companies in a very novel way. And this is a model that Spot On have developed.
And in terms of Lansdowne, it's a small company, small market cap. The shares are sort of around 1.5p at the moment. What do you think is going to happen over the sort of the next year or 18 months, or I mean that sort of process? And also, can you say at this stage how much Barry Rowe will mean to you in sort of, you know, pounds and pence?
Well, you know, it really is transformational for Lansdowne. To get from, you know, obviously we've been involved in an exploration appraisal for a long time, but to see a path forward to production is transforms the company. In terms of, you know, where do we go from here? Obviously, we've got to get the field early development program put together and finalized and submitted to the government, and look for government approval there. But the early development program is in itself very attractive. You may have seen, we are planning 3 horizontal producers and supported by 1 injector well. The 10Z well that we drilled a few years ago showed that we can get commercial flow rates. It's high permeability, about 500 millidarcies, and that well flowed at nearly 4,000 barrels a day of oil equivalent. So, and that was a vertical well. So horizontal wells, the modeling we've done shows that these could do 12,500 barrels a day plus gas, maybe 11 million of gas a day, giving us about 14,500 barrels of oil equivalent a day. Now, you know, on planning, we wouldn't expect necessarily that all the wells will perform at the optimum rate. But with 3 producers, we would expect to be producing, say, 25,000 barrels a day would be a good ballpark number from the early development program. And you know, drilling, as we've said, is looking to start late 2022, and I think we could expect to be in production with first oil about a year later. So for Lansdowne, then, we will get some cash flow as soon as production starts, and obviously ramping up once the costs of the development have been paid back. So it really is taking us into a completely different space.
And, I mean, Spot On there is your, let's call it, your sugar daddy. Are you happy with the split between Spot On and, you know, and Lansdowne in terms of the share of the pie?
Absolutely. I think, as you know, it's very similar to the sort of farm out terms we'd agreed before. But the difference this time is that this actually takes us to production, which is very different than the previous deal we had, which would only involve drilling some appraisal wells. So in my view, it's a much better deal than we had before, and we're very happy with the terms.
Stephen Boldy, CEO at Lansdowne Oil and Gas, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.